Good afternoon, Ted. How are you doing? I'm super excited about tomorrow.
As am I. I'm going to do my best. It may take a baseball bat to put me to sleep tonight, but I'll tell you what. I'm going to do my best to come in here fresh because tomorrow it promises to be a pretty long and interesting evening.
Yeah, you know, election day is like Christmas for guys like me. So I love it. I love everything about it. Yeah, I'm hoping for some good outcomes, but, you know, I'm nervous about, you know, what our future holds.
I think a lot of people are. So, you know, from 5 until 11 tomorrow, you and I, and maybe even later, really depends on returns, results, and outcomes. We'll be calling some of the shots here, meaning, you know, what's the latest game score? You know, where are things coming in? How are things starting to break and fall in different states from the presidential rate? We have 11 ballot issues on Colorado's ballot alone. Lots of candidates, some contested seats that could turn over here in the county. It is going to be a lot of excitement, a lot of tension tomorrow in some of these races.
I think it's going to be an interesting afternoon and evening. I mean, you know, when we go on the air tomorrow at 5, that means returns are going to be starting to come in from the East Coast. And so that'll kind of give us an idea right out the chute where the election is going. And I'll tell you, I spent my entire weekend, you know, playing with the electoral map, trying to figure out, you know, what it's going to take for President Trump to continue serving versus what it's going to take for Vice President Biden to win. I've also spent a lot of time trying to break down the contested Senate races, and you know, we'll see what ends up happening. You know, we have a very contested Senate race here in Colorado, but there are several others across the nation as well. And you know, so you know, not only the presidency is in question for tomorrow, the balance of the Senate is also something that's going to be something that a lot of people are paying attention to, and I think we should be doing that too.
A net gain of 4 seats on the Democrat side could turn the Senate over, and so of course we're going to be watching that. There's states that could go a different color than they are now. We'll be watching those in the presidential race. There are 4 or 5 key states where electoral votes are gonna make it or break it for one or the other of the candidates. And don't want to go without saying that you're bringing along a sort of a special guest with you as well, somebody that when you were a state legislator, you served with, who will be joining us by phone from time to time for his commentary and analysis as well as yours.
Yeah, you know, I think I make no bones about it. I'm a pretty strong conservative and a Republican, and so we thought it'd be great to bring the other perspective along. And so my friend Joe McClosey, who I served in the House with for a long time, is now a Democrat strategist and somebody who understands that side of the aisle. And I think he'll be able to give us some tremendous insight into what the Democrats are doing tomorrow. And it'll be a great perspective for us to have.
Absolutely. And we will have several other phone-in interviews as well. We don't want to give those away just yet, but we hope tomorrow will be as exciting for all of you as I know it will be for us here at KRDO. We've been preparing for this for weeks. A big, big day tomorrow. So, Mark, I want to thank you in advance for coming in and spending the evening with us here and helping with some commentary and analysis and bringing some guests along with you as well. It really ought to be quite a night tomorrow.
I'm excited about it. I can't wait, Ted. Thanks for the opportunity.
Thank you. Mark Waller, El Paso County Board of County Commissioners Board Chair. Our coverage starts at 5 o'clock. Regular newscast begins at 4. And at 5, we switch. Mark joins me. And off we go from there through 11 o'clock and beyond. Again, that's only here on KRDO News Radio.